Today we are visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2017 at Atlantic High School. We've got a full boat here today, so let's get started with...
Megan Behrens.
Megan, introduce your family.
I'm the daughter of Kurt and Michelle Behrens, and I have a brother, Nathan.
All right, let's talk about classes. What did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed my math classes with Ms. Hayden. I took all the way through calculus and statistics, and yeah, I just really enjoyed those classes.
What about teachers? Any teachers that are your favorites?
Ms. Hayden, and then Mr. O'Donnell, our band teacher, and Mr. Peterson, the history teacher, and yeah, I really enjoyed all of my teachers, actually.
But, okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities?
I am involved in volleyball, basketball, soccer, band, National Honor Society, Student Council, HS Fuel, FFA, and then outside of school, I was involved in 4-H and dance.
Okay, so you don't sleep?
No.
No, not much. Okay. Do you have a favorite?
I do not. I like them all.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your future then. What's up for you this fall? Where will you be?
I'm going to go to Iowa State University and study diet and exercise.
Okay. Why Iowa State?
My dad graduated from Iowa State in who knows what year, and we've been going up to Iowa State football games ever since.
You just didn't have a choice?
No.
Okay, good. And with your studies, do you have a career path chosen?
Yeah, I've chosen diet and exercise, which is a 5-year master's program, and I'll become a certified dietitian with a background in kinesiology.
Okay, very good. You do have a plan put together. Give those 8th graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
To not be afraid to try new things. I did the fall play my senior year, and I really enjoyed it and wish I would have done it my freshman year. And so just get out and try all the different activities.
Okay. Any accomplishments you're going to be most proud of when you look back?
Definitely being one of the top academic students and making the Hawkeye 10 all-academic team and the Des Moines Register regional standout.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have...
Emily Hornberger.
Okay. Emily, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of James and Teresa Hornberger, and I have a brother, Luke, and a sister, Jenny.
Okay. What about classes? What did you like?
I liked my math and Spanish classes probably the most.
Okay. And what about teachers?
I also liked Miss Hayden, like Megan said, and probably Mr. Vargason, our Spanish teacher.
Why those two?
I don't know. I really didn't enjoy math as much coming into high school, and she really made me enjoy it and learning in the classroom. And Varg was really involved with our class and helped make the student body more positive.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities for you?
I'm in soccer, basketball, student council, AHS Fuel, and National Honor Society.
Any favorites?
Probably Student Council, one of my favorites, and AHS Fuel.
Sounds like a lot of things that provide leadership qualities. Is that something you were looking for?
Yeah, I went to a lot of leadership conferences throughout high school, and that really helped me get involved in school in that sense, I guess.
Okay, very good. What about accomplishments for you? What will you be most proud of?
Probably just being a leader throughout AHS, I guess, and earning the Hawkeye 10 Character Award this year.
Excellent. What about this fall? Where will you be?
I'll be attending the University of South Dakota to study dental hygiene.
Why South Dakota?
Because they have a good dental hygiene program up there.
Okay. Is that a career path that you had thought about for a long time?
Yeah, ever since 8th grade, actually.
Okay.
Probably about then.
All right. Well, give those 8th graders advice. What should they know?
Definitely get involved. Just learn how to be a better leader and encourage others to do that as well.
All right, excellent. Emily, thanks. Congratulations and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have...
Mitchell Ginther.
Okay. Mitchell, introduce us to your family.
I'm the son of David and Beverly Ginther, and I have 3 siblings, Braden, Olivia, and Alyssa.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed my math and band class. Those were my favorite classes. I like going to class every day, and the teachers were really fun, too.
You said teachers. Which are your favorites?
Miss Hayden and Mr. O'Donnell.
Why those two?
Well, they're fun to be around, and they don't seem like teachers to me sometimes. You can just have fun with them, and it doesn't feel like you're in class.
Okay. What about extracurricular work?
I'm in band, soccer, NHS, and choir this year.
Do you have a favorite among those things?
Probably band and soccer, because I've done those all 4 years.
Okay. What about accomplishments for you? What will you be most proud of?
Probably just being a good role model for the other students and placing pretty high in my class and also getting homecoming king.
Okay, excellent. Let's talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
This fall I'm going to Iowa State.
Okay. Okay. Why Iowa State?
I just fell in love with the campus whenever I visited. I visited a lot of colleges, and I thought Iowa State stood out to me.
Okay. What will you study?
I don't know yet. Something involved with math and science, probably.
Okay. So time to make those decisions yet.
Yeah.
Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they be thinking about as they get ready to enter high school?
They need to support their classmates by going to activities such like football and basketball games. And like if they're not involved in those activities, they should go support them. But if they are involved, then that's good too. Like go out for stuff. Don't be afraid to try new things and just be open.
All right. Very good. Well, good luck to you. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
All right. Excellent. And next we have?
Nate Mullen.
Okay. Nate, introduce us to your family.
I am the son of Laura and Lint Friend. I got a brother named Tyler and a sister named Addie.
All right. Let's talk classes. What'd you enjoy?
I liked my agriculture classes and my science classes.
Okay. Why those always been your favorites, or is there something about those that got you excited this year?
I would say that I'm very involved in, like, showing cattle and FFA, so being around, like, agriculture 24/7, I just like to learn about it, and that's kind of, like, what I like to go to during school.
Okay. What about teachers?
I would say Mr. Miller and probably Vargason.
Why are they your favorites?
They're pretty funny, and they're pretty laid back, and they just kind of make school fun. So.
Okay. What about extracurricular work?
I was on the football team, the wrestling team, FFA, and National Honor Society.
Okay. You have a favorite among those things?
Probably between FFA and football, just because I've done FFA all through high school, and I've always done football, so it's just kind of like a healthy mix between the two.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to Northwest Missouri State to major in animal science.
Okay, why Northwest?
I just like Northwest because it's kind of like a cozy campus. I mean, there's not a lot of kids there, and it kind of feels like a two-year, but it's a four-year, and that just kind of made it a pretty easy choice to go to.
Okay, well, you've got your academic path chosen already. Do you have a career path chosen?
Like I said, I want to major in that pre-vet career field, so maybe someday I want to be like a beef specialist.
Okay, so probably back in a rural area somewhere.
Yep, you bet.
All right, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know?
I would say just be yourself, get involved, and don't be afraid to make mistakes because it's all part of growing up.
Okay, excellent. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next we have?
Sam Coder.
Okay. Sam, introduce us to your family.
I'm the son of Lauren Denise Coder, and I have two older brothers, Austin and Jared.
Okay, so you get all the greatest advice from the older brothers, right?
Yep.
I sense some sarcasm in that answer. Let's talk about classes. What'd you enjoy?
I really like my math and science classes as well as my music classes.
Okay. What about teachers?
Mr. O'Donnell has always been a good influence, and I really like Mrs. Jenkins and Ms. Hayden, too.
Okay, why them?
They just always make the subjects really fun to do, and every day, you know, they're really positive, so every day's a new day.
All right, very good. Well, what about extracurricular activities? What else have you been doing?
I'm really involved in the fine arts and volunteering around the community, so I would say band, choir, musical, fall play, stuff like that.
Do you have a favorite that you've been involved in, maybe a favorite production?
I'd say Annie, the musical, was probably my favorite because it was really good last year, and I just liked it the most.
Okay. What part did you play?
I actually played the police officer, so it's a pretty small part, but then I got to enjoy the rest of the production that way. So.
Okay, and you are in charge that way too, I guess. All right, well, let's talk about your future. What's coming up for you this fall?
I'll be going to Iowa State University.
Okay. Why Iowa State?
My brother went there, and I have a lot of family members up there, too. And so I've always heard great things from it. And so I know people and the programs are really good, too.
Excellent. Do you know what you want to study?
Yeah, I'm going to study biomedical engineering, biochemistry, and materials engineering.
Okay. How do you see that playing into your future? Do you have a career path?
So hopefully I'll go into research into those topics and maybe get a master's degree sometime and then eventually maybe start my own business.
Oh, excellent. Give those eighth graders some advice.
Just try in your first couple of years because a lot of people think that you don't need to try at first and you don't have to try until later when it matters. Well, like the first couple of years when you try is what separates you from the rest of the students.
Good advice. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You bet. All right. Moving forward, next we have?
Garrett Franken.
Okay. And Garrett, your folks are?
I'm the son of Tina and Greg Franken.
Okay, and the rest of the family?
I have a brother, Dalton, and a sister, Jordan.
Who's your favorite?
No comment.
Good answer. All right, what about classes? What did you like?
I liked my English and history classes because Ms. Walker and Mr. Peterson, they're pretty chill, and they make the class environment pretty comfortable, and everyone feels relaxed in their classes.
Okay, very good. Well, you kind of already touched on the teachers, so let's move on and talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been busy with?
I was involved in football, basketball, baseball, track, and golf. Basketball is probably my favorite sport because I was kind of the go-to guy in that, and I enjoy basketball.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about memories for you. What will you be most proud of when you look back on your high school days?
Probably making the state tournament in basketball my senior year. It's something I've always looked forward to, and making it there was kind of my goal in high school. So that's something I'll definitely look back on.
All right. What's your future look like?
I'm going to attend the University of North Dakota to study business finance and, yeah.
And play basketball.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Why North Dakota? You had a few other options. Why North Dakota?
When I visited North Dakota, I felt like I fit in right away. I had a connection with the players and coaches, and that's just where I decided to go.
Okay. And as far as academics go, do you have an idea of where that's going to take you professionally?
My brother actually just accepted a job for Farm Bureau, and hopefully he branches off to like his own company so I can maybe partner up with him, and that's kind of what my plan is to do.
Okay, very good. Family business. Give those eighth graders some advice.
Be involved in everything you can. Go support all the activities in high school, and don't be afraid of the upperclassmen.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. And next we have
Bailey Schoberg.
Okay. Bailey, tell us about your family.
I am the daughter of Jeff Schoberg and Sue Westphalen, and I also have five siblings.
Yikes. I'm not even going to make you name them. Let's talk about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed my journalism and math classes. My journalism teacher was Allison Berryhill, and my math teacher that I really enjoyed was Sheila Hayden.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities for you?
I was involved in AHS Fuel, Student Council, National Honor Society, journalism. I was a senior class president, junior class president, choir, show choir, fall play, and more I can't think of.
I can't remember what you just said. There's so many. Did you intend to be really busy when you got into high school?
Yes. When I came into high school, I saw all the upperclassmen and how they were always involved in things and how much fun they always had being involved in things, and that really pushed me to be involved and want to push other people to be involved as well.
Do you have a favorite among all those things?
Not really. I mean, I have enjoyed journalism the past 3 years, and I'm one of the top leaders in journalism. It just really is awesome to see how far the journalism department can cover and how far we've come.
Excellent. What about accomplishments for you? What will you be most proud of when you look back?
I think I'll be most proud of the class presidents both years. It's really been a big role to fill junior year, planning prom, and senior year, getting everything wrapped up and presentable for the seniors and parents.
Okay. What's your future look like?
I plan to go to the University of Iowa to study clinical psychology and minor in sign language.
Okay. So what do you want to do with that? Where do you see that career taking you?
I really want to work in a hospital or a prison or in a work work environment for people that need help and coping with things and be able to interpret things for people that others might not be able to and just have a better life skill.
Is there something that sparked that idea for a career path for you?
Ever since eighth grade, I've wanted to be a clinical psychologist, and working at Hy-Vee, I've had deaf customers come in, and I just feel really terrible not being able to communicate with them in just a small town, so I can't imagine what it's like in a bigger area.
Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some great advice. What do they need to know before they start high school?
Like Sam said, your first years are really important. Don't take silly classes just to take classes. Really stay focused and keep that future in mind and take classes that you would plan to use for your future.
Very good. Congratulations, and thanks for your help today. Good luck in your future.
Thank you.
All right, very good. Those are some of the top students in the class of 2017 at Atlantic High School.